Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Using free search engines and email sites might make sense for saving money, but the invasive tracking programs, the scanning of your data, and selling your information cost your privacy and security. The good news is that there are now new options, and they actually pay you to use them. When you search on the usual browsers, there are all kinds of extra programs that track, measure, and save your data. Big search engines, they build lists of who goes to what site, what you're interested in, and then they make a fortune selling that data to marketing companies that then reach out to you in a variety of ways. Big free email companies. They scan your email for keywords and they do the same thing, sell your data. While most of the time this collecting and selling doesn't really hurt you, it's still invasive. And many people don't realize how deep the data mining goes. Most of us care more about the product is free than what it ultimately costs us. So here's an idea. Why don't we all start looking for tech that pays us to use it? With that, I highly recommend checking out Brave Browser. After using it for a few years, I can report that it works just as well for me as the big household names. Brave will block marketing robots and will pay you for using its system. Brave Browser has its own finite supply of crypto. They're called BAT, or Basic Attention Token. Each month, Brave will pay you with these tokens. You get paid just for using their browser, but if you want to get paid even more, you can watch optional commercials and special offers. While the cash value of BAT is not very high, it has some sharp increases over the years. Of course, it's volatile, it's crypto, but as more people use the service and the crypto eventually gets fully paid out, it's not difficult to imagine that it will likely go up someday. I don't mean to make this sound like a commercial, because the overall point I want to make is that we can change the relationship we have with technology. I would use this service even if it didn't pay me, as I like a browser that blocks all the spamware and bots. Another service that pays you for using it is called Rewarded TV. While I don't watch a lot of television, I did sign up and I'm hoping to find shows on there that are worth the effort. I haven't used this service enough to give you a solid report, but any tech company that pays you instead of spying on you, well, they get my vote. With artificial intelligence poised to take a more involved role in our homes, our jobs, our lives, supporting technology that works for us, rather than the other way around, that seems like a good idea.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.